probably the biggest line we'll play all year. And, you know, they're going to run the ball. So this weather kind of plays into their favor. But, you know, we've kind of made some adjustments to our run game, too. So should be an interesting game with this wet weather.
Yeah, this is really something else. I don't know where you guys were at, but we are somewhere between 3.5 and 4 inches here. Is it somewhere like that over there?
Yeah, I would say it's about the same. So.
Interesting day for the grounds crew. Let's talk real quick before I let you go, Hayden, about your seniors. I know that you know this is a team that's definitely in the playoff hunt, and more than likely you're going to be into a game next week. But closing out the regular year, I want to talk about this group. It's a very small group. It's a unique group, and you already mentioned one of the kids in there, unfortunately, out for the remainder of this year. But just talk just a few words about this group of seniors, Coach.
Yeah, you know, last year we had a real big group of seniors, and this year we only have four. So, you know, sometimes it can be hard to, as far as leadership and things like that go. And I just think these guys have really bought into my messages, and they just make it real easy on me when they're, you know, repeating what I'm saying in practice and in the weight room and things, and pushing people and keeping people going. And like you said, they are a unique group. Like, some of these guys, to be honest, when they were younger, you would have never thought they would even be players. And they really worked hard and turned their bodies, you know, changed their bodies and turned themselves into pretty good football players. So we're going to play hard for them tonight and show how much we care about them.
Senior night tonight, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us here. Good luck in the game tonight. And, you know, we'll be talking to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hayden Hooks there, head coach of the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Let's send it back to the studios. When we return, starting lineups, we'll have officials, and we'll be ready for kickoff, a regular season finale. Avon at Woolsey Westington kicks off next on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hero.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Westington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Westington into your farming operation.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey here, senior night, as they get ready to announce the seniors here on the field. We'll come back, of course, with our officials for tonight's game. And the officials for tonight's game is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Our law on the field tonight, Kevin Ball, Bill Schieffen, Kyle Brunsma, Trey Krieger, and Joey Mitchell. Again, your law on the field, Joey Mitchell, Trey Krieger, Kyle Brunsma, Bill Schieffer, and Kevin Ball. Those are your officiating crew tonight for this regular season finale. Avon at Woolsey Wessington, and as always, your reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Our in-game scoreboard updates tonight are going to be brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron. Remember, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. They got something for every member of the family. Stop in or call 883-HAIR. That's 35 4th Street, Southeast, downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins. For an appointment, call Lori at the Mirror, 605-883-HAIR, or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. That's 605-553-1628 for Kylie, or 605-883-HAIR for Lori at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So our game of the night over on Tiger 95 will be Huron against Mitchell, the rivalry matchup this year at Tiger Stadium. A 7 o'clock kickoff expected. They're just about ready to get underway over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Other games tonight, in fact, already underway. Hitchcock Tulare is home against Great Plains Lutheran to wrap up a regular season. Woolsey Wessington here hosting Avon. Trip Delmont Armor ACDC will take on Miller Highmore Herald in a regular season finale. Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central and Rapid City Christian almost a quarter in Wessington Springs. They kicked off at 6 o'clock tonight. That one is all zeros on the board. And somebody is going to close out the regular year with their first win as 0-7 Oldham Ramona Rutland is hosting 0-7 Iroquois Lake Preston. So somebody going to close out the regular season with their first victory here tonight, and we'll keep you up to date on that scoreboard, all courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Well, again, senior night tonight. They'll announce a few here before we get this one underway. We will take one more break for the national anthem, and we'll run through the starting lineups here. We'll get a coin toss done, and we'll get your lineups on the field there, and we'll be ready to get this one underway. Again, a few minutes behind schedule tonight, parents' night here in Woolsey. So for the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds, coming in tonight, 4 wins and 3 losses. The Warbirds came out with 2 wins to start the year. Blanked Iroquois Lake Preston 50-0, beat Gregory 48-32. Then came 2 straight losses, took on one of the best teams in football, Parkston, lost 54-0 to them. Then lost to DeSmet the next week in a squeaker 14-6. So at that point, 2-2. Then they would win 2 out of their next 3. They beat Coleman Egan at home for homecoming 41-14. Lost on the road at Platte Geddes 27-8. And came back for a big win last week against Britton Hecla, 48-12. And the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds come in tonight at 4-3. For the Avon Pirates, they started off with 2 wins as well. Cologne, 42-12. They beat Burke, 62-28. They then took a loss to Freeman, Marion Freeman Academy, 52-18 to start off 2-1. Then came back with a win over Gabriel Volan. Closed out the first half of the year, 3 wins and 1 loss. 2 out of the next 3 were wins. They beat Hitchcock Tulare 32-28 in a tight one at their homecoming. They beat Corsica Stickney 30-14. And last week, took it on the chin against Alcester Hudson, an unbeaten squad. And Alcester Hudson defeated them 48-26. So Avon again, 5-2 coming in tonight to Woolsey Wessington, the hosting Warbirds at 4-3. Let's send it back to the studios for a minute. We'll come back here and be that much closer to kickoff. We will have one more national anthem timeout, but be kicking off here in a few minutes. Woolsey Wessington Warbirds hosting Avon. We're back in 60 seconds, 1 minute on KOKK.
Cattle are eating. Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Woolsey here. Matt Watson on a Friday night. A regular season finale, remember? We'll be back at it next Thursday. I should say a regular season finale for the nine-man squads and a few 11-man squads, as the Tigers, of course, have one more week of the regular season there next week. They will also, though, play on a Thursday next week, and then next Thursday I will have a playoff game of some sort. We do expect a couple of our area teams to be in the playoffs, so we'll get a look at schedules and our situation with the coverage that we can do with the guys that we have, and then we'll make a decision. We'll be ready for some playoff football there next Thursday. Well, much closer to kickoff here. It looks like the Woolsey Westington Warbirds starting lineups have been announced. Warbirds, the home black unis tonight, gray shirts, yellow numbers. Avon, the traveling whites, red pants, gold numbers. They'll announce the officials here on the field, and we will take one more time out for the national anthem, and we will be set for kickoff here. In Woolsey is, again, the Woolsey Westington Warbirds hosting the Avon Pirates, winding down a regular season. Back to the studios here for a couple of minutes. We'll take a break here for the national anthem. Kickoff is next. Avon at Woolsey Westington, a regular season finale on 1210 KOKK.
A new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Integra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Westington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwardson.
Okay, after this one is fine.
Volkwardson and Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And welcome
on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey here. A fresh 12 is on the board, and we are about set here for kickoff. The officials will lead the captains out to midfield, and we'll have a coin toss and figure this thing out. We'll get you some starting lineups. We'll take a look, of course, both ways throughout the course of the first couple of drives. As again, right now the captain's out at midfield, shaking hands in front of the officials there. Joey Mitchell, Trey Krieger, Kyle Brunsma, Bill Schieffen, and Kevin Ball. That's your law on the field tonight. As always, the reading of the officials is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. As you mentioned, our scoreboards updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, and we got a lot of scores to keep an eye on. Everybody wrapping up the regular year, except the Huron Tigers, of course. They'll play a regular season finale next Thursday, and would learn their playoff hopes after that. Remember, next Thursday we'll have some sort of playoff football here on 1210 KOKK, so sure to stay tuned. Duffy would more than likely have an idea of what the matchup would be tomorrow, and the officials now lining them up as the Warbirds win the toss, and they will just take the football. So Woolsey Westington will have the ball first. Warbirds offense, Cade Van Buskirk the center, Isaiah Sabalier, Damian Doris the guards. Tight end is Colin Hughes. Wideouts Ashton Hill, Peyton Rainford, Moshe Richmond. We'll see Caden Carter in and out. Caleb Richmond, the quarterback. Gabe Case at running back. Defensively for Avon, Landon Thury, Randall Powers, Trace Pelton, your front three. Linebackers are Noah Watchhorn, Taryn Talsma, and Landon Mutter. Safeties, Tyler Churchma, Isaiah Meyer, and Paxton Bierma. Sent for kickoff here as Avon will kick it away first. Trace Pelton will kick it away. Pelton will kick right to left as the Warbirds again elect to take the football first. Warbirds deep to return. Richmond. It's like Richmond and I think Peyton Rainford. So the officials just ready to set the football and we will be underway as again Trace Pelton will kick it away for Avon right to left and the regular season finale will be started. Well, Isaiah Meyer, one to keep an eye on for Avon. Meyer, from what I've been told, kind of a do-it-all, a little bit of everything. In fact, I think if this was a punt, we'd see him doing that. I think he's also the punter, the kick returner, the punt returner, and they're going to go sort of onside, just looking for a dead zone in there, and the Warbirds are going to get on top of it around their own 40. So Woolsey Westington again with the ball first, left to right on your radio dial. First and 10, just shy of the 40-yard line is Caleb Richmond and the boys trying to close them out with a victory. 4-3 on the year, a little bit of a bumpy ride, had some injury issues, some lineup changes throughout the year. They've played a good portion of the season without one of their best players, Tate French. Here's Richmond from the gun. Case to his right, a couple of receivers out there. Couple to the left as Richmond will give it off to Case, and Case bouncing, spinning, picks up about four, maybe five.
First play of the game is a handoff to number three, the senior Gabe Case.
Game 5 yards. Back out of the backfield. We'll see where they mark him down here. It doesn't look to me like the down marker's lining up with the official, but maybe he's waiting. It looks like he is. So about a 4 yard gain, set up a second and six as Caleb Richmond from the gun. A wing left this time, two receivers right and one to the left, and now in motion right to left is Rainford. Richmond will fake the handoff and take off to the right, and not much there as he runs into the line, maybe a yard or so. And they'll face an early third down shy of midfield. Gain of a yard will set up a third and five. So Woolsey Westington, an early third down, 10:55 to play opening quarter. No score, first possession, Warbirds left to right. A receiver to the left is Moshe Richmond. A couple of receivers to the near side. Case, lone man in the backfield. Richmond from the gun on a third and five from their own 45. Early third down test for the Warbird offense. Long snap count, trying to get somebody to jump. Richmond settles in. For a second count, got a little bit of time. They'll hand it off to Case. Case looking to the outside, almost to the corner. They got a hold of him, and he'll pick up about three or four, but won't be enough to move the chains, and we'll see if Hooks will roll the dice early at home, and they're on about a fourth and one. And looks like it might be go-for-it territory here, as I don't see anybody backing up on either side. 10:06 to play opening quarter. Bird's going to go on a fourth and one. They'll go their own 47-yard line. Richmond up and under center. A little bit of motion by Moshe. Hand off, Case right side. Ran into the line. He is awful close. They got to give him something. Oh, the officials aren't even going to measure. They're just going to say he's short. And it's Avon football. The other official coming in from the far side, is he going to want to take a look at it? It doesn't look like it. It looks like the one official on the near side just said Avon ball. And I think they want to take a look at it. I think the official on the near side was looking all the way down the field. And wasn't really able to. Well, and of course he had the Pirates behind him. So if you got the Pirates behind you, maybe you just want to give the quick indication and then run to the middle and see if maybe we could talk it over, because looks like they are going to be a little bit short, but we'll let them stretch out the chains and an early test here Boy, it's awful close. They had to look at it twice. He's having to get down on his hands and knees, and they're shy. But it must be by an inch. Because, again, he literally had to get down on the ground, to ground level, to make sure that it wasn't a first down. So it must have been about an inch shy. And Avon will take over. A little bit of early momentum, getting them to force the turnover on downs. First and 10, Avon already in Warbird territory at the 48, 49-yard line. So the old wishbone. Avon has, as I understand it, ran the wishbone probably longer than I've been at the radio station, which will be 20 years in the fall of next year. And they're still running it to this day. Fullback Noah Watchhorn, the first carry. And the Warbirds say they got it back in a fumble, and they will. So how about that? Watchhorn fumbles on the first play for Avon, and they give it right back. Woolsey Wessington first and 10, just shy of midfield. And the offense will get another shot. 9:39 to play opening quarter. Avon gets one play. Warbirds back on it first and 10. Their own 47. Richmond under center. A couple of receivers left. Case behind him. On a first and 10, their own 47 after the Pirate turnover. Case to carry, left side, gets through the first wave. Trying to spin off a linebacker. He'll pick up around 5 or, well, maybe 6 or 7. We'll see where they end up marking him down. As my vantage point, as you could tell by that first down earlier, sometimes looks a little deceiving. So, well, looks like pretty close to 7 yards. A nice run for Case, so second and around 3. Now across midfield here, the Avon 46, and it'll be Richmond again under center, and they'll kind of bunch it up there as one receiver to the left, double end and a wing left, and Richmond again under center, Case, lone man in the backfield, Case will get the carry right side, trying to grind one out, he'll pick up maybe a yard or two. And looks like it'll be third and around 2. Eight and a half left here in the first on a Friday night that feels kind of like football.
Third down.
A little bit of rain here this evening and kind of in and out. It wasn't raining when I was writing the lineups down. Here's a third and short. Right end, and maybe another yard, but we're going to have another fourth down as Caleb Richmond picks up about a yard. Getting the lineup cards made, it wasn't raining. Then it kind of started up again. And then it died down a little bit right around kickoff, and now that drizzle's starting to pick up a little bit here as we get just past the 8-minute mark, 8 minutes to play opening quarter. And Richmond under center. They'll go for it again here on a fourth and 1. From the Pirate 44, Richmond will now back out. Case will come over and he'll run it. And we'll have flags on the play. And I don't think he got set before he snapped the football. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. And we'll make a fourth and 1, about a fourth and 6. That actually looks suspiciously more like 7. And we'll see if the Warbirds elect to go for it again. And they will on 4th and 7, run around midfield. Just on the Pirate side of midfield. Caleb Richmond from the gun, flex, 2 receivers each side. Got a wing left as well, and they moved again. That'll be 5 more. And we'll set up a fourth and around 11.
Offense, another 5 yards.
So we'll see now if they decide maybe to put the foot to it, and it looks like they will. Caleb Richmond backing way up.
Cross midfield to the 46.
And it looks like they will punt it here on fourth and 11 from their own 46. Richmond ready with a step or two. He'll kick it from around his own 37 or 38-yard line. Here's the snap. Richmond a step, and we'll kick it out of bounds to the near sideline, maybe pick up a dozen or so, maybe 15. They'll mark it at right around the 45, 46, I think. Oh, it looks like right about the 45, and we'll see when they run it off here with 7:05 to play in the opening quarter. No score as the Pirates will get their second look at it. They had a fumble they lost on the first play of the last possession, and we'll now get another look here. First and 10, they'll go from their own 44-yard line. Paxton Bierma, the quarterback. Noah Watchorn, the fullback. Isaiah Meyer, Tyler Churchma, the running backs. And again, they have run the wishbone for quite some time. Right-hand side, Churchma will pick up maybe a yard. The linemen here, Randall Powers, the center, Caleb Wellinga, a guard, Taryn Talsma, a guard, Landon Thury, and Trace Pelton, the ends. We'll see Devin Rucktashel. We'll see Alshamon Gunter. Down to 6.5 to play in the opening quarter here, and still zeros on the board. Pirates, their second possession, second and 9, their own 45. And the handoff this time, I think, to Meyer. And Meyer with a nice gain. He'll pick up around 15. So, again, Isaiah Meyer, one to keep an eye on tonight. And able to move him there. So, 14 will put them at the Warbird 40. Nearing the midway point here of the opening quarter. Both teams a couple of possessions. Warbirds, one punt, one turnover on downs. Avon, one fumble lost, and now one run stuffed. As a run right up the middle, ran into, I think, Hughes. Sabalier was there, who's 80. Ethan Rerick. So Meyer, after the big gain, this time goes for zero. Second and 10, Avon at the Warbird 40-yard line. Paxton Bierma, the head of that wishbone. Bierma, the handoff. Meyer this time trying to go right side. And we'll pick up around 4, maybe 5. So the pickup here is 4, and will bring us to 3rd and 6.
Another run by Meyer.
So Meyer, 3 runs, 18 yards, as he was kind of billed as the kid to watch here for the Pirates. And again, kind of a do-it-all, as we'll punt, and we'll punt return. We'll kick return. Here's a run. Churchman to the near side, and he is tripped up by Colin Hughes. Looks like it will go for around a yard. So now a 4th and 5 or 6 here for Avon, as the Pirates will now face their first down. Or fourth down.
Fourth down.
Bierma under center. Again, the wishbone. They'll go let the fullback watch. Or nope, they pitched it outside. And a big tackle for a loss.
Left stop.
Coming through was Hughes.
Turnover on down.
Or maybe it was Moshe. Yeah, I think it was Moshe Richmond. So that one go for pretty close to -6. And we'll turn the ball over on downs. So Woolsey Westington back in control of the football. No score here. 4:10 to play first quarter. As Caleb Richmond up and under center. A receiver left. Double end going a little more jumbo up front. As get a little room to run for Case. Here is Case. Left side. Head down into the pile. And he'll pick up around a yard or two.
Case. Short gain on the play.
Like they'll mark him down for about 2. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. And remember, Woolsey, Woonsocket, Weston, and Spring, Sanborn Central. trying to stay unbeaten. They're out west. Or no, they're at home, actually, against Rapid City Christian. Still no score in that one. Hitchcock, Tulare, and Great Plains Lutheran tied at 8. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Second and 8, Woolsey Westington. Here's Rainford in motion right to left. The pitch outside is to Moshe, and he dropped it. He's got to pick it up, and that will get you nowhere as Richmond will lose about 3. They do, however, hold on to the football for a look at it here on third down. We'll go 3rd and 11, just shy of the 40. And with 3 minutes to play in quarter number 1, you're on a chilly, and it was slightly breezy. I don't know how breezy. Oh, yeah, the flag's going pretty good. Still pretty breezy down there. A little light drizzle kind of on and off, picking up at times. There's a 3rd and 11, just shy of the 40. Richmond under center. Moshe in motion right to left. Here's some more motion. That's Rainford. Handoff, fake to Case. Back to pass is Caleb. Caleb, a lot of time back there. Now flushed out. Now he's got to do something. He's going to take off running, and he'll throw it away.
Yeah. The right side
out in hot complete. Pursuit there.
Flag. Line of scrimmage.
Helton from the defensive end spot, and now we have a flag. Actually, that was Landon Thury, but... Now we got a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going against the Warbirds. We'll see what the final decision is. 2 penalties against Woolsey Westington tonight. 2 penalties, 5 yards apiece. And yeah, they're, I think, probably checking with Avon, seeing if they want to accept as a 3rd and 11 here. And the pink hanky's out here tonight, I assume. A breast cancer awareness month here. And they will decline the penalty of an ineligible receiver downfield. So we'll write it down as an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up 4th and 11, and we'll see what Hooks and the Birds want to do here. They're back inside their own 40-yard line. 2:28 to play opening quarter. No score as the both teams a couple of possessions. The Warbirds now giving it up after their 3rd. And Caleb with a step or two will kick it from around his own 30-yard line. Isaiah Meyer to return will line up around his own 35. And another snap in the dirt. Nice kick will burn Meyer back to the 20. They're just going to let it bounce to around the 15. Well, that one got over Meyer, and you never know. Maybe for the better. I've heard that's one of the things he's pretty good at is the punt return. I'd like to get a look at that at some point. 2:20 to play here in the opening quarter. Sometimes the radio guy's selfish. He just wants to see some good plays. Zeros on the board right now. 2:20 to play first quarter. Avon will take back over 1st and 10 from their own 16-yard line.
Ball on the 16-yard line.
Paxton Bierma, the quarterback, under center. That wishbone behind him, as we should come accustomed to seeing here. And Meyer going to break through the first wave and the second wave. And Meyer all the way back to Moshe Richmond, pretty close to the first down marker. See where they mark him down, put him down for either 9 or 10, or again, my angle's off sometimes, so yeah, it looks like closer to 8.
Eight.
Yeah, we'll call that a 2nd and 2. Inside of a minute 50 left here in the first from Woolsey. No score as the Pirates get their 3rd look on offense. This will be the 3rd possession for them. Woolsey Westington has had 3 as well. One ended in a fumble lost. Other than that, all punts are turnover on downs. And here's the run by Watchhorn trying to get the big fella in for the first down, and it looks like they did. Needed 2. Yep, that's the first down. So Noah Watchhorn, who lost that fumble to open the game, gets his number called again, moves the chains for Avon. Pirates will go 1st and 10, their own 26. Minute 25 left, first quarter, and again, no score as the Pirates trying to strike first. the old wishbone set up. Watch for in that fullback anchoring the wishbone. Here's Meyer trying to turn it outside.
Run. Left side, turn back to the middle.
And not a lot there, as the gain is maybe two.
Gain is three for the 29-yard line. Second and
seven. All right, put him down for three on a second and seven. The snap, hand off right side. And
middle.
Again, trying to pound the middle, pick up a couple more.
Aiden Carter on the stop.
And Carter over to make the tackle.
Gain of three to the 32-yard line.
Three more for the Pirates, now third and a long four. Final seconds of the opening quarter as Bierma the snap and the pitch, and they'll try to get Meyer to the outside on a block. Meyer head down right at the line of scrimmage. We'll lean ahead for maybe a yard or two, and we'll close out the first quarter with a short gain, and we'll come back with a Pirates fourth and short when we come back in a minute after a quarter in Wolsey. 0-0 back in 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. First quarter in the books. No score here as Wolsey Wessington hosting Avon for a regular season finale. Hitchcock, Tuller, Great Plains Lutheran, it looks like tied at 8. Tripp, Delmont Armor, ACDC up 10-0 on Miller. Woonsocket, and Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central, and Rapid City Christian all zeros.
Line up to punt.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. And here's Meyer to punt with a step around his own 35. Pretty good kick. He'll kick it away from Moshe, and it will bounce out of bounds or right around there at the 35 or so. And looks like they'll mark around the 36, and it'll be a first and 10. Wolsey Wessington now moving right to left here in quarter number two. Again, Great Plains Lutheran leading Hitchcock Tulare 14-8. 5 minutes left in the second in that one. Tripp, Delmont Armor, ACDC leading Miller Highmore Herald 10-0. Second quarter just starting. Halfway through the third, Woonsocket and Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central, and Rapid City Christian all zeros. Oldham, Ramona Rutland 8. Iroquois Lake Preston 6. As somebody going home from that one with their first regular season win. Couple of 0-7 teams to close out the regular season. Keep an eye on your scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Scoreboard here, all zeros. Wolsey Wessington first and 10, their own 37. Richmond will go from the gun. One wide each side. Man next to him is Case. Back to pass is Richmond. And now he'll take off running right side, and he'll head out of bounds after a gain of 4, maybe 5. Escorted out of bounds by a couple of Pirate defenders. And it looks like they got him around the 40, so the gain should be pretty close to 3. And we'll set up a 3rd and 7. So next Thursday night, we'll be back with playoff football. As far as what matchup, well, we don't know. We don't know the matchups yet. They'll line those up. I think by tomorrow, you might have, Duff, you might have an announcement by tomorrow where I'm going for an opening round matchup. Here's Moshe in motion left to right. Caleb will take the snap. On second and eight from their own 40, left side, and he threw it out in front of Moshe a little bit too far and incomplete. Had the near side of the field kind of open there. Moshe had the position, but again, the ball just thrown a little bit too long as the Warbirds now will look at a third and around seven from their own 40-yard line. Second quarter just underway, no score as Warbirds took the ball first, so they will give it up after the halftime break. Here's Caleb Richmond from the gun. One wide each side and Case in the backfield. Quick pass, right side complete. And a pickup of around four or five. I think that was Rainford over there. Be Rainford or Hill. And, oh, now they're going to call it incomplete. Oh, it's a hold against Wolsey Wessington. So they will scratch the completed pass. And they will mark off 10 yards on the hold. And that'll be the third penalty, 20 yards, third accepted penalty against Wolsey Wessington. They have one declined. So now a third and around 18 as Richmond will go from the gun. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Case in the backfield, and now here's a little motion, and Moshe Richmond will draw a penalty flag, or I think it was him moving to the near side, but either way, I think we're going to have a false start on the Warbirds. Oh, maybe not. Looks like they're already marking it off the other way, so that'll be offsides on Avon and will be the first accepted penalty tonight against the Pirates. Wolsey Wessington back to a third and around 12 or so. Richmond from the gun, same look, couple of receivers to each side. Case in the backfield, same play, is now in motion. Pass over the middle is too far in front of Rainford and incomplete. So now a fourth and around 13, and I assume we'll have Richmond on to punt with 11:06 to play here in the second of what has become a bit of a defensive battle. No score here between the Warbirds and the Pirates. Richmond will punt, and nobody will return. Looks like Meyer now going to retreat. And Richmond with a step will kick it around his own 25 or 30-yard line. Low line drive and again over Meyer's head. So this one will bounce back to the 20 inside there, and he's going to pick it up and try to get something out of it. He avoided the first two tackles, but there was a wave of Warbirds behind him. And not much on the return here as Avon will look at a long field for this possession. Back to their own 15-yard line. 10:53 left here in the first half. No score between Avon and Wolsey Wessington. Pirates moving left to right here in quarter number two. Wolsey Wessington did win the toss, took the football, so they will give it up after the half. And Avon will spread things out. Burma is under center, but they'll go two receivers right and a lone back near side. And I thought the football was on the ground for a moment, but it appears that is not the case. And Churchman in for, I don't even think they got a yard. No, that's going to be no gain. And we'll set up second and still 10 yards. Same look. Two receivers to the right. Burma under center. Meyer out of the backfield. This time they'll pitch it, and it got through his hands, and he'll just have to fall on it back inside the 10. And so a fumble that they will recover, but it's going to back them up, I think, to about the 5. going to be third, awful close to 20. 9:40 left here in the first half as Avon having their share of miscues here on this drive. Now a third and around 17, back around their own 7. They'll give it to Meyer. Meyer following the wishbone, trying to get it outside, and he's upended after a gain of around 3 or 4 and another flag. Nope, maybe not. Pick up around 3, and now 4th and around 15 or so, and Meyer will kick it away, and Meyer will punt it from his own end zone and right about the goal line with a step or two. And Moshe to return around the 40, and the Woolsey Westington Warbirds should be looking at pretty good field position here. 8:50 and counting to play in the first half. No score between Avon and the Warbirds. Meyer, the snap, and the kick from the end zone. Moshe at the 40, 35, 30, got a block, 25, 20, nice stiff arm, trying to get to the outside, he's inside the 10. Knock him out of bounds right around there. And I don't know if we'll have a first and goal or a first and 10, but when Moshe having a quick word there after the play, I don't know.
First and goal.
Thought he got hit late or what, but it will be inside the 10, so it'll be first and goal for Woolsey Westington, and the Warbirds now a nice opportunity to strike first. 8:34 to play in the first half as we had a scoreless opening quarter. Warbirds now threatening.
First down.
Caleb under center, Case out of the backfield, couple of receivers to the near side, Rainford and now Moshe in motion left to right. Caleb the snap, handoff Case, right side, met at the line, nothing there for Gabe Case.
Right off the middle, no gain on the play.
Second and goal, and we'll see if they mark him back at the 10. I think they're going to. Yep, so maybe a half a yard loss on the play, but we'll get a timeout here with 8:24 to play in the first half. No score. Warbirds will go second and goal from the 10 when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second break, 30 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Westington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Westington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Woolsey as we take a look at your scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on Great Plains Lutheran leading Hitchcock Tulare 14-8. They are a minute from halftime. Trip Delmont Armor ACDC leading Miller Highmore Herald 10-6. They got about 10 minutes to play until the half. Woonsocket and Westington Springs, Sanborn Central, Rapid City Christian, zeros after three quarters in Westington Springs. Old Ham Ramona Rutland leading Iroquois Lake Preston 8-6 at the end of a quarter. No report from here on Mitchell yet. That is our game of the night as well over on Tiger 95. Here in Woolsey, no score. Warbirds threatening. Second and goal from the Pirate 10. Moshe in motion left to right. Caleb under center. Second and goal, right about the 10-yard line. Pass, right side, looking for Moshe. Got him near the goal line. He reaches over. Did he get in? He's awful close. And it looks like it'll be a gain of about 9. I don't know how you could get any closer there.
Short of the touchdown. Third and goal.
So the first completed pass is a big one. Sets up a third and goal at the 1. Puts Caleb now at 1 out of 4 on the night. For those 9 yards, that one completion before was called back on a penalty. Richmond under center. Third and goal, the 1. The handoff is Case, and he didn't get in. Short loss slash no gain there for Case, and now a fourth and goal.
For the Warbirds,
And looking down the sideline, it looks to be back around the three, but looks like the Warbirds going to get another timeout. 7:26 to play first half. Tied at zero, but the Warbirds a fourth and goal from around the 3 or 4 yard line when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second break on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Clark Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Clark Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports!
Welcome back to Woolsey. Warbirds trying to knock one in. First one of the night. No score here as the Warbirds on a fourth and goal from around the 3 or 4 yard line. Caleb back from the gun. They'll line up two receivers left. Case, lone man in the backfield. Now a little motion again. It's Moshe left to right. Caleb the snap. He's following Case right side. He's got the option. Case comes in with the block. Caleb trying to dive in, and he got there, but there's a flag on the play, and I'm pretty sure this one's coming back as the officials line things up. And again, one did indicate touchdown, but the flag came from the far side of the field and generally indicating a hold of some sort, but we'll wait and see what the official says, and that's exactly what he says. So the touchdown waved as the Warbirds take their fourth penalty of the night. Four penalties, 30 yards. And that one really hurts. Sends you from a touchdown to a fourth and goal from about the 13.
For the Warbirds, from the 13.
7:20 now to play in the first half as Warbirds took the football to open this game, so they will kick it away to Avon to start the second half. And of course, a lot of time yet to be played here in the first half, and Caleb and the boys will have to do it again on a fourth and goal from the 13. Moshe again in motion, again left to right.
Flag.
And another flag. And I assume that'll be a false start, and that'll be five more.
Let's start.
So five penalties,
back up 5 yards to the 18.
35 yards accepted, I guess, because they had one that was declined. Avon, one penalty so far as the pink flags tonight. Haven't got a ton of use here in the first half, but Twolsey Westington probably would have liked to see a little smaller number. Now a fourth and goal from the 18. Caleb again from the gun, looking to air it out. Fakes right, sets again. Now he's running to the outside, wings it. Back of the end zone, incomplete, but another flag. And pass interference is all the Warbirds can hope for on that one, I think. But we'll wait and see what the officials have to say, because, again, it could be offensive. Oh, no, it looks like it's going to go against Avon. It's one of the Avon defensive backs right now was doing the why me. I'm pretty sure this one will go against the Pirates, but we'll wait and see what the old officials have to say. He'll go pick up the hanky, and it will be defensive holding. Oh, and an illegal man downfield, so offsetting penalties, and we will do it again. Fourth and goal from the 18.
Penalties offset. We will replay fourth down.
So fourth and goal. Warbirds at the Avon 18. 6:38 left here in the second quarter. No score as the Warbirds were set up to strike first. A third and goal from the 2, but have since seen that backed all the way up to a fourth and goal at the 18. Have had a touchdown called back on a penalty. And Caleb will now go on a fourth and goal from the 18. Richmond left to right. Now here's Case in motion. He'll come back to the backfield, fake the handoff. Caleb to pass, flushed out of the pocket. running near side. A lot of them in hot pursuit. He's got to give it up and does, and the pass is incomplete. And we'll wait for penalty flags, and there are none, and that will be a... Uh-oh. There was a flag. So we'll wait for the officials to hash that one out, and I think... Oh, it's an illegal shift, so that'll just be declined and a turnover on downs. So the turnover on downs is the Woolsey Westington Warbirds come up empty, and the Avon Pirates will take over first and 10, their own 18. Midway point of the second, and no score here in Woolsey. We'll take a look at your scoreboard updates as soon as they become, or as soon as a break, I guess, becomes available. Still no update on that Tiger score. We'll try to get you something there. That is our game of the night on Tiger 95, coming to you live from Tiger Stadium. Patriots are down big, 22-8. They're almost a halftime there. Miller, Highmore, Harold leading 16-6. Rapid City Christian scored, so they're leading the Blackhawks 7-0. And Oldham Ramona Rutland now 16-12 over Iroquois Lake Preston. That quick update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Zeros here in Woolsey, first and 10, their own 18. Here's Meyer trying to turn the corner and does. He's out across the 40 and, oh, he stepped, yeah, I think he stepped out of bounds. Or excuse me, out across the 30, but I think he stepped out of bounds way back around the 20-something, and then they got a penalty, too.
On the run side of the field.
So I'm going to wait on this one. Meyer. Decent run. They did blow it dead early. So a hold on Avon.
On the offense.
And so the Pirates will see their second accepted penalty. Two penalties, 15 yards tonight against Avon. Midway point of the second quarter, 5:58 left here in the half. Remember, at halftime, we'll get a better look at that scoreboard. We'll add up my unofficial statistics, and we'll have you ready for a second half of football. Paxton Bierma under center, back to the wishbone. Fake one way, Meyer the other way, and not fooled is the Woolsey Westington defense. I just want to see if it's no gain or a loss, and it's going to go for a loss of a couple. So third and pretty close to 21. They need to just shy of the 30-yard line, and they'll go from about the 9. And now they'll spread things out again. Two receivers to the right. Meyer, the lone man in the backfield. He'll get the pitch. And he didn't get a block, and again he's dropped in the backfield. Looking for that block from Churchma, but his man forced him all the way outside, and Moshe able to come over and make the stop. So this will go for a loss of another yard, and with that penalty on top of it, the Pirates are going to play on a third and pretty close to 22 or 23 yards. So Avon, the long third down, also back around their own 8 here, so not go for it territory here, as you got to get
in the east end zone.
You got to get all of it, or most more than likely punt. And now we got some headlights on in the end zone, and there we go. There we got it figured out, and we'll get back to play here. They'll set the football, and the Pirates here looking at this third and a mile, and Meyer breaks through that first wave, and they got him in the linebackers, and boy, a lucky thing they did is he was just starting to accelerate. Picks up here around 9 or 10. But we'll still leave it at around a 4th and 12 or 13, and Meyer will punt it away. Moshe line up at midfield. Meyer with a step or two will kick it around his own 10 or so. And I don't know if they're just wasting time here or what, but yep, they were burning it down as long as they could, and then they'll take a timeout. 3:27 to play here, first half. The Pirates will punt, fourth and 13 from their own 17 when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 3:27 remaining here in the first half. Pirates ready to punt on a 4th and 13 from their own 17 as Isaiah Meyer with a step or so around his own 10. And a nice punt. They're going to back Moshe up, and he's just going to let it bounce, and that'll take a big Pirate hop back inside the 35-yard line. So, battle of the punters tonight as both punters have kind of fooled the return men, minus that one return by Richmond. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. No score here, 3:18 to play in the first half. No report yet from here on Mitchell. Great Plains Lutheran leading Hitchcock Tulare 22-8 at half. Trip to Elmont Armor ACDC leading Miller Highmore Herald 16-6. They're nearing half. 5 minutes left to play. Rapid City Christian has a 7-0 lead on the Blackhawks of Woonsocket Weston and Spring Sanborn Central. And Old Ham Ramona Rutland leading Iroquois Lake Preston 16-12. They still got about 8 minutes to play in the first half.
First down.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Well, Richmond and the boys trying to update this scoreboard as he will take the run himself to the far sideline and gain of around a yard or two. Well, one thing that won't take very long to open up the halftime report will be the scoring summary, as we have none of those thus far. Second and 9, Woolsey Westington, their own 34-35. Caleb from the gun, and they'll spread them out. Three receivers right, one left, and now the man in motion coming across will get the carry. That's Case, and that is sniffed out. Nothing there, but a flag comes in.
No gain on the play, a flag.
And we'll see if this is yet another hold. Just waiting for the official to give us some sort of indication. Now they're walking the other way, but it is a hold against the Warbirds. So for the Warbirds, their sixth accepted penalty.
Mark off of 10 yards.
Six penalties, 45 yards. And a couple declined as well, and one offsetting. So it has just not been a very good first half.
Second down and 19.
For the Hankies against the Warbirds. Pink Hankies tonight, by the way, here for a regular season finale. Caleb from the gun, they'll empty it out. Two receivers right, two receivers left, and a wing left as well. Caleb on a second and 19 from their own 25. Back to passes. Richmond quickly flushed out. Richmond on the run. Throws it over the middle. Pass is complete at midfield and down to the 40-yard line to Peyton Rainford.
The junior number two, Peyton Rainford.
So let's see. 25-35 on the connection to Rainford. And puts Richmond at 2 out of 6 for 44 yards. Warbirds, more importantly, in business with 2:30 to play in the first half, and will give the football back to Avon to start the second half. So definitely would love nothing more than to punch one through here. A couple of receivers near side, one far side. Richmond from the gun, wing left as well. On a first and 10, Richmond fakes the pass, takes off running. He is spun around after a gain of around 4, and it looks like he'll lean in for maybe one more. And, nope, we're going to call it 4, 2nd and 6.
Second down and 6.
Clock winding, minute 45 left here in the first half. Warbirds have one timeout left. Second and around 6 from the Avon 36. Again, Caleb from the gun, and again the flex. Two wide each side, and a wing left is Case. Back to pass is Richmond. Caleb flushed out of the pocket, now running. He's got some room. He's got the first down and then some inside the 30. And we'll see where they mark him down. Boy, they're still running. Oh, around the 25, so a nice gain there of around 9 for Richmond, and that'll get him a fresh set of downs. Coming up on 8 o'clock, you're listening to High School Football on 1210 AM, KOKK in Huron, a Riverfront broadcasting station. High School Football tonight, Wolsey Westington hosting Avon for a regular season finale. No score, 90 seconds to play in the half. Warbirds with the football trying to march one down before the break. Caleb setting up the screen, pass complete over the middle. Ditches the first man, nice stiff arm trying to get to the outside, and they will pick up a handful in the pass to Colin Hughes.
Colin Hughes, a first down for the Warbirds.
Oh, it will be a first down. So I was one hash mark off. So instead of around 5, that's 11. And will be a first and 10. And back-to-back completions for Caleb Richmond. And he needed them. He was 1 of 4 before that. Here's a quick pass right side. Rainford. Rainford running for the pylon. Collision at the goal line, and he's in.
Touchdown.
From 11 yards out,
Peyton Rainford.
And the first touchdown of the night will come with 44 seconds to play in the first half. As Rainford lowers the boom at the goal line and punches it in.
Comes with 44 seconds to play.
And now they will line up for 2, and they will go with 2 receivers to each side. Empty backfield, and here's a little motion. It's Case left to right, and Richmond with the option, and he shovels it forward. It's close, but it's not in. 44 seconds to play first half, 6-0 Warbirds. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Wolsey as the Warbirds strike first here on a Parents' Night Friday night. Also a regular season finale here as the Warbirds at 4-3, the Pirates at 5-2. Well, both teams had their opportunities in the first half. The Warbirds had a 4th-and-goal on the 1 and did not end up punching that one in. Avon was inside the 21, did not come up with any points on that one. Warbirds get one just before the break, and now set to kick it away right to left is Wolsey Westington, now with a 6-0 lead, and they will kick it in the dirt, and the Pirates will get on top of it. So they'll go 1st and 10 from their own 45. As Avon will have a couple of plays here. They do have 2 timeouts. They have 42 seconds to work with, and of course, for Wolsey Westington, the way this first half went, is the only thing that you cannot do is give up points here. And the defense has stood pat for a good majority of this evening, have given up just a handful of plays, big plays. And And now somebody moved, and we'll have 5 yards ran off against Avon. We'll just stop and make sure it's five, but I'm sure that's what it is. Yep, false start will be the third penalty against the Pirates. 3 penalties, 20 yards against the visiting Pirates. So now a first and 15, their own 40, 42 seconds to play first half. Warbirds lead 6-0. And Avon here with 42 seconds to run off here before the halftime break, and then they will get it back after the half. Here's Bierma under center. Now the I formation behind him and a couple of receivers to the left. He'll give it off to Meyer, trying to get a block, but he didn't get one. Spilled after a gain of around a yard or so.
Colin Hughes on the stop, a gain of a yard.
And we'll get a timeout here from Avon with 21 seconds to play in the half. We'll take 30 seconds of it, come back and update the scoreboard. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hira.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 21 seconds to play here in the first half, and we got a bunch of games that have gone to halftime. The Tigers are up 13-7 on Mitchell at the break, and they're ready to get back at it here on a second and 14. We'll get a look at your scoreboard a little bit later here. 21 seconds to play until half. We'll definitely get a look at it then. Here's Meyer. Again, he got through that first wave, tried to spin off the second tackle, pick up of around 8. And they will get another timeout.
Timeout.
We'll get another 30-second break. Come back and update that scoreboard. 30 seconds, 30-second break on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 10 seconds now to play in the half. A third and 5, Avon, for midfield. Avon will get the ball after the halftime break. Woolsey Westington did score the game's only touchdown. They lead 6-0. Here's Bierma under center. I formation. A couple of receivers left. They'll go Meyer again, looking for the block and bumped out of bounds after a gain of around 5, and he might have the first down here, but we'll see what the officials say. And it looks like they're just shy. Yeah, they'll be just shy. So we'll put him down for 4, and it'll be a 4th and 1. And he did get out of bounds, so 6 seconds to play here in the half. No timeouts left for the Pirates, and we'll have one more play here before the break. At halftime, we'll take a look at the statistics from the first half of play. We'll get a look at your updated scoreboard. We do have a Tiger update. They are leading at the half. We'll get a final on Woonsocket and Westington Springs Sanborn Central. They started at 6 o'clock. And they'll try Meyer one more time. Turns the corner at the 45, the 40, and tried the stiff arm, tripped up. Did get the first down and will pick up pretty close to 10 yards, but that will close out the first down, or first half here in Woolsey. At the break, the hometown Warbirds trying to end the regular season with a victory, get to 5-3. Pirates come to town already with 5 wins, looking to close out strong on the road. The Warbirds lead at the half, 6-0. We're back with a halftime show in 3 minutes. A 3-minute break on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Holman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.